Hello. This is just a very quick note to say that this show is available on YouTube. There's a full 4K video recording of this show. It looks incredible. The Accidental Theatre did a fantastic, fantastic job recording it and streaming it. You can listen to it here, but I would highly recommend watching it in all its glory on YouTube. If you just type in Back to Dumbracken live show, it'll come up. Or you can look in the show notes and there'll be a link to it there. Thank you very much and enjoy! Council meetings, that's a nicer response to start with. That's nice.
Yes. I mean, I have heard a round of applause before.
Yes,
many, quite louder than that as well.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, this is Colonel Marzipan.
Who would not know anyway? I'll discuss later. I'm sure you've seen me in a couple of roles.
I am Dermot Green. I am a florist in the town. I'm not currently opening my florists.
It doesn't mean that you're not a florist.
It doesn't mean that I'm not a florist.
Quite.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. I might, but I don't want to.
I suspect you will get into it.
Ah, we'll see what happens. Do you want to now? No, I don't want to.
I'm Steffi Dante. I've been around for a few centuries, so, you know, I just kind of hang out with these guys.
Centuries?
Yeah. I'm older than you, Rosemary.
And Rosemary, you're old, so...
We cannot get into guessing my age again. Last time I was accused of being born in the 19th century, and that feels unjust.
Amateur art, yeah.
But it's around then, right? The turn of the 19th century, perhaps?
Are we rounding up or down?
You're about 100 years off. No matter what way you round it, you're wrong.
Well, you are my landlady, so I'm going to stop pushing it, I think.
At this point, it won't make a difference.
I will get my rent. I don't have my shop open, and I don't want to talk about it.
You really seem like you do want to talk about it.
No.
How will you make your rent? Can you talk about that?
I have an idea. It's very exciting. So I can't get into the shop currently. That's where the flowers are. But
are you closed because you physically cannot enter your shop?
I don't want to talk about it. There's locks. There's a past due notice. I don't know. I don't want to talk.
Is the new idea related to flowers, at least?
Yes, I want people to come to my window and pay to see flowers.
But we can do that without paying.
Well, that's what the bailiff said.
Oh.
It's okay. I was voted the 22nd most eligible bachelor in the town, so I'm looking up.
Do you know where I came in that list?
Oh,
was I featured?
I'm sure. You were number two.
Who was number one?
They left it anonymous. They said after what happened last time it wasn't safe to reveal the identity anymore.
I only played a small part in that.
You pushed him off a ledge. Granted, it was a small ledge.
A small ledge.
And you claimed it was performance art.
Exactly. A stunt.
We can ensure everyone tonight that we will not be pushing you off the ledge tonight.
But
is that true, Colonel?
I could show a pratfall. Oh! Wait. That was nothing, honestly. Give them what they want. That was the first rule that I learnt at theatre and dramatics.
So are you offering classes now as well as just directing the winter play? And offering therapy, I guess, as well?
Oh yes, yeah, he's my therapist.
I am a bit of a coach.
I've been doing better. Things were bad for a while. Well, they still are.
Yeah,
but my outlook on
categorically not doing better.
Well, I...
Excuse me. Take that back.
In what aspect do you feel you're doing better?
My outlook on my unfortunate situations.
You described as unfortunate.
Yeah, I know, but my outlook on them is pretty rosy.
And despite that, he has great posture now.
I cannot argue with that.
Is it good outlook if you just refuse to get into anything, though? Or is it just avoidance of the issue?
We're working on it.
Yeah. The bottle is deep and the well is smaller than the bottle. Because it's a deep sea bottle.
That's, believe it or not, is one of my quotes.
It's a deep bottle, you know? Mm-hmm. So should we start the meeting, or...?
Yes, by all means, go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you all for coming. We apologize again for last month. It couldn't have been helped. It wasn't great.
A double booking is a double booking.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're only
one person is at fault for that, and it wasn't any of us.
No. Oh, before we get into anything also, there are four other members of the council who aren't here today. And because they're never here, they have once again agreed to give all deciding votes in their favour to the Colonel. As they do every month. So if we're split down the middle, the Colonel gets four votes.
But don't worry, I will be faithfully representing them.
Before we get into any of the matters, can we maybe... ourselves take a vote on if this should continue for another meeting and another month?
Oh yes,
at some
point.
I mean, we can take a vote, but I suspect I know the outcome.
I think it's still within our freedom to be able to ask for that.
Of course, go ahead.
I would like my voice heard.
Yes.
Are we voting for or against?
I'm for it, personally.
You want the Colonel to have four extra votes?
No, I'm for us having equal votes.
Yeah,
I want my
yeah.
voice heard.
Great.
Yes, well,
Colonel,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Undecided. But I'm erring on the side of...
No. Okay, so that's four no's and three yeses, so...
Better than last time. Okay, that's fine. So shall we get on to the first...
And I apologize for voting against you last time.
Yeah, we finally had it. He was delirious on opium, and we finally...
That was a very unfortunate time in my life, I've got to say. And the fact that I was allowed to sit at the council while high...
We did try and have a vote, but again,
you
understand.
Gotta say, your therapy that week, fantastic.
Okay, just that week? Interesting.
Well, it's always good. I'm sorry.
Shall we begin?
Yeah, I don't want this to come back next week, though. Is this going to be a problem for me?
Not right now.
Would you like to take the first question? Would that,
yes.
Would that cheer you up?
Yes, it would.
That's great.
I love getting to be a part of things.
Yeah.
So, our first, I believe the first on the agenda was Agatha Jones wanted to speak about her fence around the community garden, I believe. Is Agatha Jones here?
Her fence around the community garden already.
Agatha, you're here?
Agatha.
Yes. I would just like to complain that the gaps in the fence, they're not big enough for the frogs to get through.
The gaps in the...
Okay.
Why do the frogs need to get into the garden? Shouldn't we be keeping them out?
No, if the frogs are in the garden, they'll eat the slugs. And then my plants won't get eaten.
Right.
Your plants.
Yeah.
It is a community garden.
Yes. But my plants are a part of the community,
okay.
And I am just trying to stand up for the rest of the members of the community, and I would like to finally speak about the gaps in the fence being too small.
I am just concerned, given that it's your fence surrounding the garden,
yeah.
You might be taking full ownership of the garden. How many other members of the community garden are there, just for reference?
Well, do I have to answer that?
Yes.
Well, at the moment, they're mostly my plants.
That wasn't the question,
no,
I'm sorry. There's how many people?
How many people?
At the moment... No, myself. Just myself. They're...
Right. So we're using community liberally?
No, well, if
people... Or is it a dream?
If people fill out the forms that I left at the front of the community hall... and they apply via those application forms, I will grant them if they meet the conditions to use the community garden.
Is that that 80-page form with the £2,000 entrance fee?
Yes. Have you applied?
I have not. No, I have my own garden. Thank you very much.
I wanted to.
Well, I haven't received your form yet, but once I receive the £2,000 and your completed 80-page form,
yeah,
I will consider.
So, slightly off-topic from Agatha's query, if I didn't want to be a part of the community garden, but I wanted to avail of the community produce and fruit and vegetables, is that permitted? Because it's for the community.
You want to buy some of the produce.
Okay. My query is answered.
Could I buy some of the frogs? Is that an option?
I do not own the frogs.
Good question, though. Who does own the frogs? If we can find out, maybe we can make a small purchase.
I just wish to reiterate that just because we're in the town council does not mean we own the animals living within the town.
Of course, but we do have funding. And what else would we put it to? I have tried to put on many productions with the funding.
You haven't tried, you have put on many productions with our funding.
But none have really reached the apex, the pinnacle of what I want. Yous wouldn't know, don't worry. Someday, though, an army of frogs, maybe.
Agatha, would you like to make the holes bigger?
That's what I want. I want the frogs to get in to eat the slugs in the community garden.
Yeah, it's your fence.
It's your fence.
Make the holes bigger.
Well, it seems like a commercial enterprise, rather.
No,
it wouldn't really matter, to be quite frank.
I didn't pay for the fence. Well, I... The fence was sitting... Look, I was just like... Someone from the council to come and remove some of the slats of the fence so that the frogs can get in. Can you help me with that?
But then, as soon as you've removed some of the slats, then surely foxes and all sorts will get in. Frogs will be the least of your problems. Slugs will be the least of your problems.
That's why we should measure the fence.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm free most of the time because I don't have a shop anymore. I could come and just make holes in your fence.
That's
my problem.
Fences.
Yes. Yes, will you?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, yeah. Can
yep,
I?
Sure, all in favor?
Can I?
Really? Really?
If we can find out in due course who owns the frogs, I will approve.
Well,
in
my work in there, I think I can make contact with them. And
then yes.
Yeah.
So you wish to buy 3,000 frogs?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to see your license. I need to know you're not doing a plague. Jasper. That's a lovely name.
Oh, thanks.
My mum. Your mum was called Jasper?
Yeah, I'm Jasper Jr.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. Everything seems to be in... Oh, hello. What's all... Don't touch the frog! He hasn't been prepared! Listen, everybody thinks you just get 3,000 frogs and you say, off you go, off you go. But each one needs to be instructed. Each one needs to... You don't understand ecosystems. And by all accounts, you're not licensed. You're messing around with blood.
Frankly,
messing around with blood.
Frankly, sir, you don't understand how business works.
Maybe I don't know how business works, but I know how a frog works. A frog doesn't know sin. A frog only knows... A frog only wants to be a frog. A frog only wants to do right by the pond. Why are you doing this? Why do you need... First question, why do you need 3,000 frogs?
Well,
and look into his eyes. Look into Minerva's eyes when you say what you're doing.
I've been a bit lonely, and I think if I kiss 3,000 frogs, maybe there's a chance one of them will turn into
you
a
are
prince.
Sick freak.
sorry about your loneliness. I know I've been lonely. But I haven't engaged in a romantic relationship with a frog. Do you know why? Because they're already in a romantic relationship. With each other. All 3,000.
All 3,000?
You know, Ribbon, that's just them kissing each other goodnight.
Oh, that's all I want.
Yeah, well, do what I do and pull on the costume.
Ribbit. Ribbit. Oh, hello. Oh,
hello.
I'm Cheryl. Have
I'm Jasper Jr.
Well, I'm so glad I found you, Jasper Jr.
Wow.
I've been spending so much. I've been spending so much time in the apps.
It's real horrible work.
It's so hard, Jasper Jr. Are you lonely?
This is so inappropriate for a first date. I'm so sorry.
Ribbit?
Has anyone seen my fireflies?
We're gathered here today to say goodbye to two beloved anthropods?
Beloved.
Flies. Fireflies.
Fireflies, sorry, I realized that wasn't the word. They were my best friends. Well, they wouldn't say that. They were best friends with each other, and I was there. But you know, whenever they would have a lapse in judgment, sometimes I felt like I was the third wheel for a moment.
It's very understandable, son.
The ambulance is too late.
Rabbit, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Please tell me what you just unburden yourself for me.
I could have turned into a human person, but I didn't like the look of them, so I didn't. When they kissed me, I didn't turn into a human person, even though I was supposed to. And I could, but I didn't want to, and I feel bad.
No, one's supposed to do you anything. Don't you worry, if they're not your type, they're not your type.
Okay.
Now, how did you meet this person?
They appeared. They appeared at the pond, and they kissed a lot of my siblings first, and then they made their way to me.
Did your siblings change?
No, they can't. Just me.
Just you?
Just me.
You wouldn't want to be going around with someone who goes, you know, hangs around ponds, picking up stuff.
Yeah. Kissing any frog.
You're better than that.
Yeah, because they don't know, and I feel bad that I was just, maybe they were unlucky in love. Maybe they were unlucky in pond love. Yeah?
Right, well, you wouldn't want to be bringing that bad luck onto yourself, because quite frankly, they sound a bit, you know, a bit odd.
Yeah. So, Father, in your opinion, have I not sinned?
I don't think so. To be honest, I don't know if we as frogs have the concept of sin.
You know that one that you got to cut the holes in the fence outside?
Yes.
He's bloody cutting him-sized holes in the fence.
Yes.
What should you do?
Yeah. That's what I told him to do.
Well, they're only sized for him.
But he's rather large. We could walk through it as well.
Sure, but does that not set a precedent for the neighborhood?
Friendliness.
I think it's inclusivity, but in the bad way. We're like, look at this fence. Only people of this size can come through.
But he is. There are bigger people in the town, though. Do you think I'd put my foot on it, man?
I think you're getting
cancelled. Come on, you're we all need in there. Come on. I've got to get to work. Come on.
Ask if he can go sideways.
Can you go sideways?
No, you cannot go sideways.
Jerry, don't get involved!
If you want to get into the garden, you must be this shape. No other shape permissioned. Permissioned? Oh, God. After all that training I did as the entryway keeper, very niche course.
Jerry, we need to get to work!
I'm at work, let me have a How late you gonna be?
Can I squeeze past, man? Like, I've got a train.
Are you that shape? Sorry. Take a look at the shape.
Yes, I'm that shape. I go through it every day.
You do.
I just want to try one more time, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We've got you, man.
You've got this.
Oh, ah, sad, really. Sad. Good luck, maybe tomorrow.
Do you want me to pass a note through?
Yeah, can you just tell Gemma that, hang on.
Yeah, so I think next on the list was Mr. and Mrs. Filson? Was that correct? Was it Mr. and Mrs. Filson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
Filson. Yeah, they wanted to talk about...
Sorry, it was Mr. and Mrs. Phil and son.
Phil and son.
Phil
well, that's
and
good,
son.
Because
yes.
I think their problem was with their son.
Yes.
So...
I believe it's that he always gets picked last for PE.
Ah. Are Mr. and Mrs. Phil's... Phil?
Yes. Yes, or, sir. We're here.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to start, Pat?
Thank you very much, darling. Yes, so, our son, the PE teacher, he doesn't like him. He just doesn't like him.
Why?
Well...
It's his legs. They're very thin. And they have been all, they have been forever. They've always been thin legs. And this PE teacher, well, he won't drop it. He will not let the boy just be a part of the class. Hey. And it's tearing him apart.
Which PE teacher is it, might I ask?
The tall one. He's got long hair. Kind of lanky long hair.
Oh, the Swedish fella?
Yes, him.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know he was...
I don't go to the meetings, so I don't know his name.
That's fine. None of us do. We cannot pronounce it.
Why don't you...
Yeah, just,
why don't you
I'll
go
just
to
say,
meetings?
You! Stop it! Stop it! But he doesn't.
Wait. During the PE classes?
Yes!
I've tried to talk her down a couple of times now, and they have. They've changed the seating arrangement, you see. For at first, you could pick wherever you wanted to sit, and there was no bother. But now, ever since yourself, love, now, we're not bringing it up here, of course, we're not bringing it up here, but she's been going buck mad at these meetings, so she has, running up to try and get a howl of them. And I've had to tear her back down to the back of the hall,
right.
You know.
These are the school meetings, the monthly AGMs. You're not going to your child's class.
Parent
and...
teacher meetings. This isn't during class.
No,
we're not monsters.
No, my husband goes to the meetings. I go to the classes. So, but I get in beforehand. You just climb the rope and you wait at the top so I can see what's going on. And then when he does something wrong, I say, "Oi, stop it!" But he doesn't. He never does.
We have had complaints that a PE hall is haunted, and I think I found the source of that.
Oh no, it is haunted. I've seen things in there.
I know those people. No, they're not in the PE hall. They're in the canteen.
Oh, I don't go to the canteen.
Yeah, well,
no, they don't serve anything I like.
Again, it's for the children.
Yes, it's for the children. Have you considered bringing this up with the PE teacher?
Well, I haven't been able to get a word in with him edgeways. Every time I do, he's all...
Have you tried a monologue?
Have I tried a monologue with him? Well, no, I haven't now. Do you reckon that if I became sprightly enough to get up that rope myself, that I could deliver it from the rafters?
Why are you going up the rope?
No, let him do it. This is good stage.
How are your pratfalls?
Well, how long?
Oh, God.
Thank you, love.
Don't applaud that.
Amateur, this is
a... Well, it's good.
See how I got an applause.
I don't know how we solve this. I don't think this is an issue for us.
Firing.
I'm enjoying the job. I like it. But no one like would really know how to say my name. Well, how hard is it? Mr. Shushin Mushin Dushin.
Shushin Mushin Dushin. Look, I will tell you that we did consider just calling you Mr. Shu, but I'm afraid it's got a bit of a bad association.
No, I don't. Shu, no. I don't like it.
I mean, this wasn't quite why I arranged this dinner.
But I like it.
It's good to hang out with you. We've had some...
You put onions in your potatoes. Why? I don't know, but I like it.
For fun. Oh, just for fun. And we've had a few letters from parents saying things like, stop it. And we assume they're directed at you.
They write letters?
Yes.
About me?
Yes.
How nice.
We weren't sure that they could write, so it's quite pleasing, but they seem to think that you have an issue with some of the kids, the width of their legs.
Oh, their legs? Yes. Big issues.
There's a delivery here from Simon and Schuster.
Oh, that is perfect. That is from me. Is it? Oh, can you check the label?
I don't...
Just say the name on the front of the label.
Simon and Schuster.
IKEA is closing in 5 minutes. Please make your way to the exit.
I have to eat faster. Wow, you people.
So glad you brought me here to the sauna.
Sauna. You have to respect the culture of it. Sauna. You should probably, you know.
Ah!
Jesus. You gotta.
Should I be?
I think you should be.
Is this not?
That's too much. A business suit? I don't know. Go on. You'll be fine. Look, everyone else is in the nude.
Look! I'm gonna put some more steam on. There we go.
Good work. Well, no, I can't see anyone.
I don't know where to look.
Can't see this newspaper.
just disassociate. You're not here to look at people. Just imagine you're blind.
To be clear, we don't forbid it. You can look if you want, but don't touch.
You can touch.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to spook you.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm here to investigate the haunting of this, what do you call this, gymnasium?
Yeah, I heard bad things about it. Well, I'm just a janitor.
Go away!
He said, go away.
Go away?
You got enemies here?
Quite rude.
Sometimes ghosts can be rude, so can humans.
That's crazy. You wouldn't think it transfers. You'd think you'd get to, like, heaven or something, and you'd think you'd, like, find some kind of peace and some kind of niceness.
Evan Schmevin.
Yeah,
let me tell you something,
Schmevin.
Kid.
Yeah?
How old are you?
42.
Yeah.
Lies!
Huh? What's he saying?
I'm not sure. You ever seen anything like floating around in here? Cans, fizzy drinks?
Balls?
Knives?
Balls, like soccer balls, footballs,
of their
tennis
own.
Balls?
Of their own
no,
volition?
No. Just the kids.
The kids float around in this hall. This
No.
You seem real edgy about this entire conversation.
I'm normal. I don't know what you're saying.
He's not normal. He's not normal.
This enemy of yours across, do you guys, listen to me. It feels like, I've been to counseling recently. My wife and I, we had some troubles, ghost aside. It feels like you might have some issues with this guy.
This ghost investigating is ruining our marriage.
Honey, please.
I can't keep looking.
looking for the dead when they're living it right here. It has only been your passion when I suggested marriage counselling. I've never heard you talk about it beforehand.
Beforehand, I thought about it a bunch. I read books. Remember I watched that show with your guy Derek Acora in it?
I don't know. No. We don't watch shows together anymore.
But you've seen that I was watching it on my phone in bed. I had it turn landscape and the little AirPods in.
Yeah, you turned away from me. I said we need to talk, and you turned to the side and put in headphones.
I'm still charging for this session.
Listen, I understand we got our problems, but why the council gotta be so fucking far away from us? It just makes us feel disconnected.
I like to walk around! You know that about me!
Exercise!
I like
exercise.
To pace when I'm frustrated! And the couch gets in the way.
It was your idea to move it into the middle of the living room. I said we should have had it with its back against the wall.
The middle is ideal. I could circle it. I can circle it.
For what? For what?
What am I going to do? That makes me angrier.
Oh, look, look, Mary, now I'm pacing.
Oh, now I'm going.
Amy, are you coming back?
Oh. Chance to see if she's into it yet.
Why would it be into it? I'm the one who killed her. It's why she's haunting me.
Are you so mad about that? I can see everything all the time.
I was right to kill you.
She's
don't grab my shoulder like that.
She's calmed down a lot, okay? I promise you, she's not the same as she used to be. This
oh, now she's taunting me.
Put down half the couch, please.
Put it down in the middle.
Oh, this. She doesn't need to see this. Listen, we could make a little business arrangement out of this. You can go through walls and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're struggling with money, baby.
I can go through anything, baby.
Please don't flirt in front of, directly in front of me in our marriage counseling session.
So next up we have Georgina, who has taken issue with the fact that her fake driver's license has been confiscated. Georgina.
Hello. Hi. I am very angry. I am 69 years old and I
Georgina.
Should be able to drive. I've only hit it, you know, I only hit the lamppost, not the children. Why did they take it off me?
Because you hit lamppost and you were near children. I mean, a number of things that you just said, Georgina.
Yeah,
Georgina.
But it was a good fake. It was a good fake. It was a good fake.
We are not denying Mr. Kamonikinical's work. Mm. It is fantastic.
I went to the same place my granddaughter did, and she gets in everywhere.
Yeah, she's allowed to drive.
No, for to the clubs. She had that when she was 16, and I had to pick her up 9 times from 6 different clubs. She gets in anywhere.
Okay, but the issue is, you were more drunk than she was.
Yeah.
I only hit the lamppost.
I'll allow it.
Okay, we need to go over this for the 45th time. We cannot override laws.
Why not? What's the point of you if you can't override laws?
Good point.
Was it confiscated because it was found out to be a fake, or was it confiscated because of your reckless driving, Georgina?
No, it was a bit of both. I didn't hit the lamppost this time. I nearly hit the child, but I just hit their backpack. So I just hit the backpack. The child was fine. The backpack was a write-off.
How do you... I want to know know the physics behind hitting a backpack and not the child. Was the child wearing the backpack?
Yeah, he was wearing the backpack, yeah.
So you just hit the backpack and what, spun at 80 miles an hour?
I was going so fast, it just sort of tore to fucking pieces.
So you sort of soldered it off at high speed.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, soldered is the right word. It was...
Soldier! Did you say...
No soldier.
So we give the license back? Is that what we're saying?
What, do we...
We cannot vote on overriding laws!
Nasty bit of work. This backpack's been obliterated. Yeah. The other guys, he found the straps in a bin 2 miles away.
Listen, I've been a pediatrician for 20 years, but I can't do anything until this kid stops spinning.
God.
I mean, I've seen cases of this where kids were like this for 20 years, all their classmates, they went to uni. It's like Snow White. That's the one.
We got our very own Snow White here, yeah?
Sleeping Beauty! That's the one, not Snow White!
You can't, like, interfere in any way to try and slow the kid down?
If you interfere, the kid would just break in half like a Lego minifig. And this thing would be like helicopter blades, it'd be ricocheting around the town, and we'd have more deaths on our hands. But how are you getting on with the backpack?
Well, it's the fourth one this month.
Do you ever think our jobs are at different levels of importance?
No, you're a pediatrician. Your job is very important.
No, I didn't. Actually, Dad, I meant the other way around. I meant that, like, you know, there's nothing you can do for the backpack, and the kid will probably, when it comes to,
Well, sure, there's nothing I can do for this backpack, but if we find the patterns, we can find the person who's doing this, and we can save backpacks down the line.
Yeah.
This is very important work.
Any patterns so far?
Well, yeah, there's been four of them. It's been a month. Oh, the kid stopped.
Ah, well, this can happen...
10 minutes earlier!
Listen, I told you, I'm not going to take on another job. It's just too painful. It's just too painful.
Got a letter through?
Yeah.
From NASA.
From NASA?
Yeah. They said that they are interested in adding a pediatrician to the next rocket launch. Said they wanted to kind of ground it with sort of a normal chill person being on the flight.
They don't want me, they want the spinning kids.
They know that wherever I go, a spinning kid will surely follow like a dervish. Like a... Keep in there, Jimmy, you're all right.
Right, got your passport, driver's license, euros, pounds, Polish zloty.
What was that?
Yen, zloty. Zloty. Zloty, Polish zloty.
Yep.
In case they ever bring a currency back.
Okay.
We've got your key rings, just in case you do take the keys. Back door key, front door key, and the safe key. So, that's your go bag.
Thanks, Dad.
So you'll be ready to go to the shops.
Mr. Kickle?
Mr. Kickle, yeah.
So, you know how you did my lovely, lovely fake ID? And it's got me in so many places and it's been delightful.
I don't know anything about that.
This is my granny, and she's having just a teensy bit of trouble with vehicles.
The bastards took it
bring
from
her in, bring her in, set her down.
The bastards took it from me.
Oh, where are you going?
Right. We'll get you a backdrop.
I'm just going
to do it. You can do it now.
I'm sure I'll be back. Thanks, bye.
Okay, take the photo. Can I spread? Yeah.
We normally try to go a bit more neutral for the photos.
Okay, I can do that.
You're so beautiful, Granny. I hope I look like you when I'm 9 to 12.
You won't. Your father's ugly.
God. Yeah, I thought it was warm. No, I didn't realize how to do it.
Smile down. Smile down. There. There we go.
Is that...
Jesus. There she is. There she is. 75 today. I am gonna get ripped tonight. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready? You wee young lassie. 68 you are yourself.
Let's start Baby Guinness.
A Baby Guinness?
Then let's do 2 Baby Guinness.
Oh!
Then 4 Baby Guinness.
Oh, Jesus, have you any ease?
And then maybe bingo.
Well.
Cut to bingo.
Ooh, a little dance.
Yes!
So beautiful. Now, may I remind you that when I doth speak, please be quiet. Just a little bit. You can put me off.
What was that number?
I did throw that out. 2 little ducks.
Yes!
He hasn't said the number yet.
Yes. Quack, quack. 2 ducks. 22.
Ah, no.
22
no.
Ducks.
Mr. Marzipan, sir.
Colonel. Hurdle, Mr. Marzipan, sir.
Yes.
All these old people smell of what I think beer smells like.
You would be correct.
It's not just beer.
Colonel Mustard, have yous born slippy? Or we did that?
No, we have the overture to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Have ye got Grand Slam or cash in the attic?
I'm sorry, I've moved on to a question now. Seems like it's just like the town council.
I drew a picture of 22 ducks. Do I win?
Ah. 2 little ducks!
Oh. I'll take that as a no.
I don't have any ducks in mind, just numbers.
I don't have to do this.
I don't have to.
Is the prize for anything a bottle of water?
You get a full house, you can have, but you can go out to the water.
I have a full house.
Well, go out to the water fountain then.
No, I meant. Well,
why didn't you call it? Or did you?
No,
but you didn't project.
No, I meant that back home I have a nuclear family and all the bedrooms are full.
I live under the floors.
That's that. Bobby! I'm here again! Daddy! I think it's here again. The size you're back.
Don't be silly, son. It's alright.
That's just the
house settling.
The size you're back, though. I know there's.
It's just an old building.
Oh, fuck my wallet.
There's something under the grind!
No! Definitely not!
I don't know, I don't feel safe with this. I don't feel safe in this house anymore.
Nonsense.
I want to go back to our old house, the one that was bigger. And I want you to get your old job, the one that paid better.
I'm just trying to be a good dad.
You can't have your job back at the bingo hall.
Why not, though?
Because it's mine, and people love me there.
I knew those numbers too. Don't slow clap.
Congratulations.
I'm gonna take you down.
Do you know how many people have tried to take me down?
Armies, waves of people have tried to take me down. And I hid.
If you come for me, I will hide at the end of my days. And when you think my days are over, that's when I'll be back.
And in the time that you're hiding, I will run bingo.
Good luck getting attendance. Why would anyone say that?
A lot of jobs.
Is that a problem?
It is a little bit, given that we fund the bingo hall and your plays and your various consultant jobs.
Everybody benefits?
Dermot doesn't.
Could I have one of them?
He comes to me for therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's working?
Pratfall.
You don't have to.
You'll
do
gain
it.
Sympathy.
You
do no, forget about it, forget about it. It was a perfect moment, you didn't do it. Take some direction!
I'm sorry. I just feel like your therapist shouldn't be shouting at you. Only when I'm bad.
And also, I am not playing the role of therapist right now.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
but
true.
I feel like it's a, you know, client confidentiality. The fact that we even know that you're in counseling with the colonel, and that you discuss things outside of your sessions.
Oh no, he live streams them, so it's fine.
Oh, so you're a streamer as well?
No. He just puts it online.
Are you getting money from that?
Not yet.
We'll keep an eye on that.
I mean, we can, but I feel like we can't stop him.
People have tried to stop me before. And I will hide.
Yes, we all know you hid from in every war you've ever participated in, from every conflict you've ever encountered.
Up in the gods. That's the only thing I know.
Are you haunting the pee hole?
I wish I would make it my own. do we have another question then?
Yeah, I think that Father Hubert is here today.
Ah, my favorite.
Your favorite?
My favorite of the fathers.
You have a favorite priest?
Do you not?
I have a least favorite, but I don't have a favorite.
You know what? I do have a favorite. I'm sorry I was such a schmenschel.
It's okay, Rosemary. You can change. We can all change. Just as I change form when I take on a different role.
Well, Father Hubert was complaining that people weren't giving enough to collections in the past few months.
Outrageous. Father, where are you?
Oh, he's over here.
Good afternoon, and God bless you.
God bless you.
I do the blessing here, son, all right?
I apologize, I did not mean to step on your toes there.
So I'll see you in confession, right?
I confess to a different priest.
I also don't think you're supposed to see people there.
You're not, which is why I confess to a different priest.
Ideally, you shouldn't see anyone when you're confessing, but also, ideally, you'd see more money in the collection plates, of which there has been scants. What is the issue? I see yous all driving around in these fancy cars, buying chicken wraps from the garage. Having your lights on before twilight. God can still see ye then.
I personally don't know if I can visit any church grounds for fear of, you know, just being taken away from this earthly state that I'm currently in.
We have PayPal. There's a wee contactless machine in the basket until it was sold. So you can just PayPal me.
Okay, well maybe if you were to ever bring the basket outside of the church grounds, then maybe we could...
Well, can't do that. The seagulls sweep down. Between them and the magpies, there's nothing left.
So we can get a better understanding of the issue, if you can disclose how much money are you receiving and how much money would you like to receive in the weekly collections?
At present, according to my figures... hold on, where's my accountant?
Yes.
She was asking, how much per week?
Like gross or net?
What would you prefer?
whatever figures you have, to be honest.
Would they not be identical figures? What costs are involved?
Either way, it's about 50p all in.
Oh, 50. I don't have anything for that in the hall, but people get the point. People know what it is. It's 50. It's 50.
Oh, right.
So, congratulations on making it to payday. Now, would you like your... Where have you got? You're a slippery one. That's why you're my best ninja. Now, you have two options. Because obviously this is all there. Under the table, off the books.
Of course.
In the mind of the seer. But, listen, you're getting paid. But do you want your money gross? Or do you want it in the net?
Why would I want gross money?
Well,
I want clean, crisp money.
Well, that's what you think you want. Oh, there it is. That's gross. That's just a burlap bag full of assorted
change. But there's like gunge and stuff in it.
Well,
inside.
There might be gunge. There might be things that have sentimental value to you. And of course...
Oh, it slipped through holes.
No, wait, no. I can change my mind.
You can Hansel and Gretel it.
What? Can I one minute?
Of course.
Don't fucking tell them they can Hansel and Gretel it. That's why the dojo's making no money. Is people just keep following the trails out. You're doing a great job, Harry.
I'm sorry. It's just I hate to see the money lying around.
Well,
I'm worried your magpies get to it.
I keep telling you, bigger...
I won't serve magpies in my shop. I don't care if they've got currency.
Look, I keep telling you, bigger denominations. That's... The money won't get through.
But
they
the net looks so empty. With just three notes. It hardly feels worth it.
Please don't leave the dojo.
Off the ground?
Yeah.
Why?
I've just been feeling kind of weird lately, I guess. I've been having some of the communion wafers in church, and it just got me feeling some kind of way.
Bert,
some kind of...
Bert, we can't eat those.
Why?
Bert, they make us explode. Bert, it's like the wedding rice. It's like the rice from the weddings. You only had a little bit, though, right? You only had a little bit, right? Right?
Perfect.
I saw it happen. I was just telling myself, you only had a little bit.
But none of us will ever make this mistake again.
No.
Right. But...
Poor Rebecca.
What a dramatic irony, because we just discussed why this will never happen again.
She saw that wedding dress and she just wanted to go to it.
Yeah. I think it's the thing of like you hear someone talking about food and you weren't hungry, and then you hear someone talking about food and then you're like, oh, I've got a bit of an appetite now myself. I can really go for something a little rice.
Poor Julia.
Welcome, my child. Have a seat.
Thank you, Father.
Now, why is it that you want to get married? And where are they?
Well, the buses are running a bit late, so she said she'll be 5 minutes.
Right.
Oh, sorry, honey.
Love.
No physical touching, please.
Is that a new one, Father?
Oh, it's a very old one. Not been up with your reading of the Bible, I see.
I've just been getting back into it.
Does that include any times that we're not here?
Excuse me. Please finish, my child.
I sneezed.
She sneezes weird, but that's sort of one of the reasons we're here. We're kind of... We think she might have a demon.
Brilliant! I haven't done an exorcism in quite some time. You know, I was known as the demon priest of Dunbracken for a while. So I can commune with them. There's something not right about her at all.
She often speaks in tongues, Father.
I said no physical touching.
What?
I'm gonna try and draw it out of her. One thing.
Is there like, do I need to stand back? Is there a splash zone or?
There may be fluids, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna draw the demon out of her and into me as a vessel.
Will it hurt?
Pardon?
Will it hurt me?
No, but I will be in tremendous pain. Like our Lord once was.
Hang on, Father. Who's gonna get it out of you once it's in you?
I'll absorb it. Oh, I love all this carry on. Come, ye demon, in the name of the Lord, in the name of me. Come, leave this woman. Leave her alone. Come on now. That's enough of that. Everyone, come. Come to me.
Yes, we'll be back in 10 minutes. Enjoy some beverages, or don't.
Find them.
Yes, BYOB, you could have brought your own if you didn't. You're thirsty. But we're going to take a 10-minute recess, and we will be back soon, I think.
Do we not take a vote? Coward!
This is undemocratic!
I don't know what that means. The word means nothing to me.
Are we voting on Brit? Yes.
We're voting on Brit.
Thank you for listening to this. We were very fortunate to have a wonderful cast on the day, and they were as follows. Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Gerard Donnelly, Kieran Sands, Amelia Price, Niall McKenna, Jean McKeever, Marcus Keeley, Aaron Marshall, Eddie Goodwin, J.R. McCormick, Aidan Kelly, Debbie McCormick, and Tiff Minson. This show was recorded on June the 28th of July? What am I saying? It was recorded on the 28th of June 2025 at the Accidental Theatre in Belfast. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good day. I don't know. Enjoy.